This interview was conducted by one of the participants in the Talents Press of Talent Sarajevo at the 22nd Sarajevo Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio. I'm Katarina Lambrinova, a participant of Sarajevo Talent Press Campus at the Sarajevo Film Festival, joined by Vivian Papagiorgio. Hello.
Hello.
How was your experience?
How was it? Terrifying. quite terrifying at first. Then quite a relief after I finished. But it was a great experience, the whole process. Meeting Gabriela and Selina, they were great, and
they were your consultants.
Yes, and they made me feel more confident about my script, and I think that is what I gain here. I don't know about the real, you know, the pitching, but this is what I got. I feel that I got here, and to think more about my screenplay.
What is your story about?
Well, in a few words, it is based on Hansel and Gretel fairy tale, but in a different reading of the story, with a quite violent theme, which I'm trying to give it as delicate as I can. It's about that a young boy who gets lost in the forest. His mother is looking for him. He's trapped into a kind of gingerbread house. There's this wizard. He fools him, and he's abusing the little boy. His mother is trying to save him, and that's... I wouldn't tell the ending. I think I shouldn't.
It's a short film?
Yes, it is a short film. I would say it would... estimate it from 15 to 20 minutes. I'm not sure yet.
Do you have any funding yet?
Well, actually, I've just started. And I've done two other short films. I've produced them and directed them. And I wrote the script of the second one. So this will be my first time with a production company. And we have applied for funding in the Greek national TV. And we just started looking for funding or co-production for technical services or post-production services. But I'm very passionate about it, and I think I will manage to make it, to see it, because it's all in my head. It's already done in my head. I'm just missing the funding.
You said that the pitching that you enjoy working in the thriller genre.
Yes. Well, actually, genre films are my films. You know, I'm really passionate about them. I adore genre films, but not... I mostly the films, and that's what I try to do with my films, films that do not show you violence or anything on screen. They just give you the atmosphere, and they imply things that makes you think. And because I believe that genre films can tell truths that are sometimes difficult to say when you have a realistic film. I have been watching horror films ever since I was like five. I was really scared, but I really wanted to see it, and I was reading horror stories from when I learned to read. And they always take me in their world.
And do you have a tradition in that thriller genre in Greece, in the Greek cinema?
No, unfortunately, there isn't. There isn't a tradition. It's just maybe the recent decade, maybe or 10 or 15 years, some people started to making Zenon films. I think the before they were a bit afraid. There were lots of political films before. It was after the Civil War, and people preferred that kind of films. I don't know why Greek directors don't like it or afraid of this genre, but I hope I will be introducing this genre in Greek cinematography.
Tell us something more about the artistic team of the future movie, the project that you're working on.
I'm planning to work with the people I have worked in my previous film, because during this film we weren't friends before. We are now. The filming back then was really hard and very stressful, but we managed to create a friendly atmosphere. They did a great job. That's what I feel, and so we cooperated very good together, and we've talked about that, and we want to make another film together, and they follow my vision, and so it's great to work with people you trust and you feel that they're your friends.
Tell us something more about your background.
I have studied English literature, and then I continued with studies in cinema in Athens and in Paris. Currently, I'm working actually as a teacher of English and drama in a school in Greece. And that's how I make a living. And then I put all my money on films. That's more or less that.
And you like fairy tales?
I like them because they're horror, actually, for me. That's the way I see them. But I like horror in general.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vivian. And her project is called?
Hansel, a fairy tale with no name.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.